light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. No More Tears. The Dark Secrets of Johnson & Johnson is an unflinching investigative narrative by veteran health reporter Gardner Harris. Drawing on court transcripts, whistleblower accounts, scientific papers, and internal memos, the book traces how an admired family brand built a halo and then fought to preserve it as controversies mounted. From talc powder allegations and the opioid epidemic to defective devices and quality control breakdowns, Harris maps a pattern of corporate denial, regulatory maneuvering, and legal brinkmanship. The storytelling moves from labs and marketing floors to jury boxes and boardrooms, translating complex science and law into human stakes. This is not a simple takedown. It is a study of power, risk, and the cost of trust in global health markets. Readers gain a framework for judging safety claims and a deeper understanding of how narratives are engineered around products used in homes and hospitals, where the stakes of trust are measured in health, lives, and generational loyalty. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the making of a halo brand. Harris begins by unpacking how a family-friendly image was built and protected over generations. He tracks the rise of a consumer health empire that paired gentle iconography, reassuring slogans, and a famous credo with relentless expansion into pharmaceuticals and devices. Through interviews and archival materials, the book shows how brand promises became part of household routines, pediatric advice, and hospital practice. Marketing did more than sell bottles on a shelf. It created a moral frame in which the company was cast as guardian of families and patients. Harris explains the mechanics of trust building, from science-washed advertising to philanthropic partnerships that amplified credibility. He then contrasts the brand narrative with internal risk assessments and early warning signs that products and processes were not always aligned with the public image. This tension between a careful story and complex reality sets the stage for everything that follows, teaching readers how corporate myth-making can shape consumer expectations, media coverage, and even regulatory posture. Secondly, baby powder, talc, and the litigation crucible. The talc saga anchors the book because it touches identity, science, and strategy. Harris reconstructs decades of testing debates over mineral contamination, the difference between cosmetic talc and asbestos fibers, and the uneven quality of detection methods. He walks through epidemiology that struggles with confounding risks, laboratory findings that sometimes diverge, and the emotional weight of cancer narratives. Court exhibits and expert testimony illuminate what executives knew, when they knew it, and how that knowledge was framed for the public. Harris details recalls and product shifts, including the move to cornstarch formulas and global phase-outs, while showing how the company sought to limit exposure through procedural tactics. He explains the Texas two-step bankruptcy strategy involving an affiliate, designed to channel claims and cap liability, and why judges and appellate courts have been divided over its legitimacy. The chapter is both science lesson and civics class, revealing how litigation can surface hidden facts, stress test corporate communications, and redefine a brand more forcefully than any marketing campaign. Thirdly, opioids, Janssen, and public health fallout. Turning to opioids, Harris charts how a consumer icon became entwined with a national crisis through its pharmaceutical units. He examines the development and marketing of prescription opioids, including fentanyl patches and other analgesics, and the company role as a supplier in the raw materials chain. Sales strategies, messaging to clinicians, and the softening of risk language are presented alongside internal compliance debates. Harris narrates the landmark Oklahoma public nuisance case that briefly produced a sweeping judgment before reversal on appeal, and he follows multi-state negotiations that culminated in a multi-billion dollar settlement framework. Public health consequences are never abstract. The book centers families, prescribers, and communities grappling with addiction and overdose. Regulatory timelines, label changes, and risk mitigation programs are analyzed to show where guardrails failed. The result is a balanced but sobering account of how incentives, fragmented oversight, and corporate ambition can converge to widen a crisis, and how accountability, once it arrives, is expensive, slow, and incomplete. Fourthly, Risperdal, Influence, and the Shaping of Science, Harris uses the antipsychotic Risperdal as a case study in how data, promotion, and medical authority can be steered. He recounts government actions over off-label marketing to vulnerable populations, including elderly patients with dementia and minors, and describes large federal and state settlements that followed. The book explores publication strategies, key opinion leader networks, and selective emphasis on benefits over risks, such as metabolic effects and gynecomastia. Clinical trial design choices, subgroup reporting, and the timing of label changes are dissected to show how technically accurate statements can still mislead when context is stripped away. Harris does not demonize doctors or researchers. He shows the feedback loops between industry, academia, and regulators that reward positive signals and minimize ambiguity. For readers, the chapter doubles as a guide to reading medical claims with sharper eyes, asking what is measured, what is omitted, who funds the work, and how incentives might tilt interpretation even when formal rules are followed. Lastly, devices, quality systems, and preventable harm. The book widens its lens to device failures and manufacturing lapses, from metal-on-metal hip implants to pelvic mesh and over-the-counter medicine recalls. Harris explains how complex supply chains and cost pressures strain quality systems, leading to warning letters, consent decrees, and product withdrawals. He revisits the 2009 to 2010 cascade of recalls from a consumer medicines unit, unpacking the chemistry of contamination and the operational blind spots that allow defects to reach families. Device cases illustrate how post-market surveillance can lag real-world signals and how design assumptions crumble under the stress of everyday use. The narrative also examines the COVID-era vaccine chapter, detailing rare adverse events, pauses, and label updates, and how risk communication faltered in a polarized environment. Throughout, Harris connects dots between engineering culture, regulatory audits, and leadership choices. The takeaway is practical. Safety is not a slogan, but a system. And when that system is underbuilt or underfunded, patients pay first and shareholders later. In conclusion, No More Tears is essential reading for consumers who buy health products, clinicians who recommend them, investors who assess risk, and policymakers who write the rules that protect the public. Harris offers a rare combination of narrative drive and analytic clarity, turning dense legal records and technical studies into lessons you can use. The book will sharpen your ability to evaluate safety claims, interpret medical evidence, and spot the difference between crisis response and reputation management. If you lead teams in healthcare, compliance, or communications, you will find playbooks to emulate and pitfalls to avoid. You should choose this book over generic industry overviews because it marries breadth with documented detail, following one company across consumer goods, drugs, and devices to reveal patterns that single-issue books miss. It is not merely about outrage. It is about literacy and risk, incentives, and governance that can improve how you shop, practice, invest, and vote. If you would like to support Gardner Harris, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, reading.